Did you know about 67,000 hospital admissions happen each year because of complications with teeth? It's a pretty worrying statistic contained in a first ever comprehensive report card on the nation's dental health. The culprits of tooth decay, experts say, are too much sugar and alcohol, and they're particularly worried about the state of decay among children and the elderly. The specialist reporting team's Alison Branley has this report.
Hey Angus, how are you? Good, you're going to come and sit in the big chair?
At this dentist, 8-year-old Angus is getting a checkup and a lesson in the importance of brushing his teeth.
Sometimes my little brother, he just brushes the teeth with no toothpaste.
But some Australians are failing to master this basic lesson. A first ever comprehensive snapshot of the nation's dental health has found only half of adults brush their teeth twice a day. The Australian Health Policy Collaboration has published its oral health tracker to highlight the serious health implications of poor dental care. It's found 90% of adults have some form of decay, and there's more than 67,000 dental-related hospitalisations each year. Dr. Rosemary Calder runs the research centre and says the child dental health statistics are the most troubling.
Clearly, we need to see how we can do better for Australia's children. When children, only half of children under six have seen a dentist, we've got a problem. When so many children under nine are admitted to hospital to have teeth removed or treated aggressively, we've got a problem.
She says among adults, smoking and drinking rates are also having an impact.
It can get as bad as oral cancers, and that leads to premature death. We know that in particular, high alcohol consumption is associated with oral cancers, but also losing teeth through dental decay.
Dr. Hugo Sachs heads the Australian Dental Association. He says there needs to be more community education and better disclosure of the many sugars in foods.
Packaging of goods doesn't really declare the added sugars that occur within products that we buy, and some of those are considered to be healthy. And from a dental viewpoint, that's certainly not the case.
He says it's not a question of getting a dentist appointment with an oversupply of dentists nationally. Rather, he'd like to see more subsidised treatments for the elderly and more dental health research.
There are vulnerable Australians that can't gain access, and something has to be done.
Dr. Hugo Sachs, ending that report by Alison Branley.